Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, President Joe, sometimes I forget I'm President Biden. He decided to mark the anniversary of the tragic terror attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, by peddling a new and interesting gun control narrative and cover-up for the failures of the Obama-Biden administration to stop radical Islamic terror attacks. This is the latest in their push for the most far-reaching gun control that's ever been forced on the American public, and expands the entire spectrum from Biden's nomination of David Chipman, paid gun control lobbyist, who testified he would twist the 1934 National Firearms Act to create government watch lists and ban entire classes of commonly owned firearms, to the lingering HRA, a bill that would lead to a national registry of every gun owner in America. So, Biden, because it's so much easier to keep repeating yourself, he decided to repeat his gun control mantra on the grim anniversary. It is long past time we close the loopholes that allow gun buyers to bypass background checks in this country. And the Senate should start by passing the three House passed bills that would do exactly that, he said in a statement. Now, notice the language. The language always kills me with the gun grabbers. We close the loopholes that allow gun buyers to bypass. See, when I think of a gun buyer, I think of a guy that goes to a gun shop and, he's a normal guy. He works at a job. He has a mortgage and a family. And, he's buying a gun. And he's not doing anything nefarious with it. If he's a hunter, he may be hunting ducks with it, or deer. If he's a competitor, he may be trying to compete with it, or he's going to pull it apart and rebuild it and make it better. But there's nothing evil going on, right? But here, the president... Do you know how much it hurts me to say that? The president thinks that there's loopholes that allow gun buyers to buy. Now, see, the only people that bypass background checks are criminals. Unless you're buying a gun from a private seller. Right? And those are the ones, that percentage of guns sold is so minuscule. So, what was missing from the statement was an acknowledgement that the Americans killed at the Pulse nightclub were killed at the hand of a radical Islamic terrorist. The tragedy there didn't have anything to do with gun control failure. Terrorism is a different thing altogether. Terrorism is a different kind of action. It was a failure of then-President Barack Obama and then-Vice President Biden for not safeguarding Americans from terror attacks. President Biden perpetuates a cover-up that was begun under Obama by issuing a statement in the wake of the terror attack and misguiding the American public when he wrote, "This was an attack on the LGBT community." Mm-hmm. They're attempting to distract from past failure to push an agenda that leaves Americans vulnerable. Notice that it's not one specific group of Americans. It's all Americans, especially those, however, in the LGBT community. This misdirection was not an oversight. CNN reported immediately after the deadliest terror attack since September 11th that the murderer who killed 49 pledged allegiance to ISIS. NBC reported 2 years later that a thorough examination of the evidence showed the murderer randomly chose his terror target. Even the progressive liberal publication The Vox admitted it was a terror attack, not an LGBT hate crime. In order for it to be a hate crime, it has to be targeted. In order for it to be targeted, it has to be something singled out. It cannot be random. So what we have here is a failure of the then executive branch, Obama and Biden, to detect and halt terror attacks on the American public. Now don't forget, while all this was happening in 2015, I don't remember exactly what year this happened, but in 2015, France was getting attacked. I mean, they lost 500 people in 1 year to terror attacks. Just in the street. Biden is doubling down by chasing failed gun control policy. See, this guy, the perpetrator of this terror attack, he purchased his gun legally after the same background checks of President Peretz as a cure-all. Background checks only prove that you haven't done nothing yet. That's all they do. In fact, the FBI investigated the murder twice before his horrific crimes for possible terror ties, and then FBI Director James Comey defended the Bureau for closing the investigations and not following through. Obama's first instinct was to blame guns and demand gun control. 5 years later, Biden has learned nothing and is repeating the same discredited line demanding the same gun control. And this kind of smokescreen does nothing for your safety. Nothing at all. It makes you less safe. They make at-risk communities even more vulnerable. Calling for gun control that would disarm law-abiding citizens and refusing to recognize radical terrorists and criminals that prey on innocent people is beyond immoral. And it makes the attackers very bold. Chris Chang of the History Channel's Top Shot fame spoke to Congress about this at the behest of the NSSF. He brought his perspective as an Asian American and a member of the LGBT community. He said, I testified in front of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to speak against a number of gun control measures currently facing Congress. The backdrop was with the 149% rise of anti-Asian American attacks over the past year. There are Asian Americans flocking to gun stores in droves for personal protection. Some of the gun control measures would increase the time and difficulty for responsible citizens to acquire firearms. And that's the thing. When you're talking about gun buyers, 99.99% of the time, you're talking about responsible citizens. You're not talking about people that are going to go out there and be some loose cannon. In 2020, Asian Americans purchased guns at a 43% higher rate. Black America purchased at a 58% higher rate. Latinos, 47%. And there was a similar rise in gun purchases by those in the LGBT community. And you know, every one of those people there that I just mentioned, to break it down into a little category, they're all responsible citizens, responsible Americans. It's dangerous for the country when the President of the United States refuses to acknowledge the problems of terror and unchecked crime. And it's dangerous for the people who would be left defenseless by enacting his failing anti-gun policies over facing stark reality. But that's all it is. Every time one of these guys goes out and passes a background check and then goes and commits a rampage killing, that's another nail in the coffin of background checks. Background checks prove nothing beyond up to that point of purchase. And that's it. That's where it ends. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release,
or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Winston Churchill said the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of blessings. The inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of misery. That latter point is especially true when it comes to socialized medicine. Socialized medicine is the moment where if we are not in a civil conflict, we had better get into one. Because we will then be slaves. But, you don't want to take my word for it. The system can function only if people with alternatives cannot exercise those alternatives. If they do, and they're successful, the blind faith that keeps the system afloat vanishes. Britain's National Health Service knows this, which is why it holds sick babies, as prisoners when their parents attempt to get them alternative care that might save their lives. Now, the first time we became aware of this, of what amounts to medically dictated infanticide in the NHS, was in 2017 when the parents of baby Charlie Gard, a critically ill infant, tried to pull him out of the NHS and take him to America for experimental treatment. Instead, beginning with the medical establishment and then extending to the entire judicial system, including the European Court of Human Rights, official Dum said absolutely not. Once the NHS decided it was better for Charlie to die under its care than for his parents to try to save him, that was the end of parents' rights. And Charlie died, untreated. Same thing's happening again in England, but this time with a twist. The baby that the NHS is holding prisoner is an Israeli subject, as are his parents. Israeli President Ravun Rivlin appeared to Prince Charles on Tuesday to allow a critically ill child to be brought to Israel for medical treatment. In May, a British court ruled that Alta Fixler, age 2, should be taken off life support. Rivlin said in a letter to the Prince of Wales, "I am writing to you today in a matter of grave and urgent humanitarian importance." Court's decision, he continued, contradicted the beliefs of the child's Orthodox Jewish parents, who are also Israeli citizens, and it would be a tragedy if their wishes could not be respected. He wrote, "Their religious beliefs directly oppose ceasing medical treatment that could extend her life, and they have made arrangements for her safe transfer and continued treatment in Israel." In May, the UK Family Division of the High Court ruled that Alta's parents could not take their daughter to a Jerusalem hospital. Agreeing with an earlier decision by the Manchester University NHS Foundation Trust that there was no prospect of her ever getting better, according to the Jewish Chronicle. What this boils down to is that the High Court is less concerned about the baby's well-being than it is with the possibility that the doctors would be proven wrong, which then puts the system in jeopardy. That the baby isn't even a British subject is irrelevant. Do you understand what this means? This means that if you're traveling with children in the United Kingdom, and listen, I'm half British, and I'm never going there. I am, I sort of held out a little bit of hope. No, maybe one day, never going to go over there. So many things I've always wanted to see that I've heard about, relatives I've never met, never going. Because if you are traveling in England, or if you're studying in England, or if you're doing something in England, you end up in an NHS hospital, and you have a child, and that child is the one that's in the NHS hospital, look to this. The NHS is a roach motel for desperately ill people. Once they check in, you don't get to check out. It's like Hotel California, except it's from hell. Years ago, when Holland first made euthanasia illegal, there was an NPR interview with a Dutchman who said euthanasia was great for Holland, but should never be used in America. The reason, he said, was that Holland had socialized medicine. In America, where medical costs could bankrupt families, those with terminal illnesses could be actively or passively coerced into turning to euthanasia to save their family's finances. That, doesn't that sound like a crazy conversation to have? Grandpa, could we kill you so that we can save some money? This has proven that this kind of approach is bass-ackwards. The state does not love you. The state will send people sick with COVID into old age homes, where all the vulnerable patients are. It might do this out of sheer negligence, or perhaps even if only subliminally, it may do this to reduce the economic burden old people put on the state. Because you're not producing taxable wealth no more, old people. You're just using up money that could be better spent funding housing for illegal aliens. Either way, the family doesn't think that way. Only the state does. And England's NHS especially showed that lack of state love with its Liverpool Care Pathway. This was meant to be a national hospice providing palliative care to the terminally ill in their final days. What ended up happening was when the NHS started running out of money is that thousands or even tens of thousands of elderly patients who were terminally ill but weren't anywhere near death's door were hastened to their deaths. They had become too expensive or just too difficult to manage. When a British judge tells you that your child is as good as dead and you cannot try to save her life, what he may well be saying is something akin to, don't take your child somewhere else and make us look bad. The only thing that holds the NHS together is the blind faith of the British people that they're actually getting good free health care rather than minimal health care paid for thanks to excessive taxes. And as always, you know, most of the time whenever he spoke, Winston Churchill was correct. Imagine that happening here. Imagine you going to a doctor around here and then wherever you're at, and the doctor says, your child's going to die, and we're taking control of them right now. You know what happens if that ever happens to somebody in my family? Well, it's not going to be like it happens in the UK, I can promise you that. That's why we have to resist socialized medicine at all costs, because that is slavery. Absolute slavery. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be his first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Biden walking back some of his tough comments regarding Putin on Monday as far as how he believes President Biden needs to approach this meeting. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says,
you know, I think we're approaching a time period that's not too dissimilar than the Cold War. In the Cold War, you know, Russia, the Soviet Union,
had all kinds of human rights abuses. We objected to it. We spoke out against it. And yet Reagan did at some point sit down with Gorbachev and talk about nuclear arms control.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the government's first ever strategy to combat domestic terrorism, although no specific threats of domestic terrorism have been named. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
Reports say Southwest Airlines is beginning to resume operations after a national ground stop went into effect on Tuesday. In a tweet, the airline blaming system issues. This is the latest problem for the Texas-based airline. A weather monitoring system went down last night for about 3 hours and caused delays. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, which is a beautiful line of AR-15s. Reformation, which is a unique setup. The Providence line, which is going to change the way guns are looked at in certain cases. The Militia line, which, you know, you need something battle-hardened. Check that out. We'll be right, franklinarmory.com. It's beyond any reasonable dispute that the slack-jawed old pervert staggering through this punchline presidency is getting more senile by the day. All the while, his cackling understudy is biding her time everywhere but at the border, getting huffy at being questioned and generally failing at a job historically assigned to morons as a role where they could do little damage. The only people who dig their hip jive, and you can believe that 79% approval number among people now paying $5 a gallon for unleaded, are the talking tubers of cable news. But even the tater tots of Brian Stelter, who is a potato, can't dispel the growing sense of unease that watching these incompetent weirdos brings. This epic is the interregnum, a caretaker presidency presided over by a human asterisk who cares only about his post-lid bowl of mush and being wrapped in a shawl, set in front of the TV and allowed to watch his stories. The only thing moving less expeditiously through his bowels is his ridiculous legislative agenda, and all the prunes in the world aren't going to help clear out that particular constipation, not with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema refusing to commit ritual political suicide on the altar of coastal leftist dreams. These progressives are so close. I mean, just a vote or two away to the unrestrained power they thought they could flex and thereby secure their control forever. But Asterisk is no Franklin Roosevelt, nor is he Teddy Roosevelt, nor Eleanor Roosevelt, though he could be if he really wanted to be. He's not even Melvin Roosevelt. Instead, Grandpa Badfinger is a rickety joke, bumping his elbows with his younger fellow incompetents at the G7, wandering about mindlessly chasing moths until his ridiculous wife, with her ridiculous doctor, wrangles him back into the hapless pack. You look at this sorry set of leaders of the formerly free world, and the vibe you get is exhaustion. No energy, no drive, no hope. Boris Johnson, formerly a man, explained to a bored UK that the nations coming out of the pandemic need to build back better in a greener, more gender-neutral, and perhaps a more feminine way. What the hell does that mean? Hack cliches are their solution, but these relics have nothing else. They're weak and stupid, and they represent a spent elite that cares about nothing except just a little more time, holding fast to their uncertain sinecure. You can feel the tension beneath the surface, the sense that something is coming, a great changing. And the elite at Davos fantasizes about a great reset. But they mean it literally. They want to reset the world back to how it was set when they were young and had energy and people hadn't yet noticed that their venality and incompetence was matched only by their insanely inflated sense of their own ability. But why would they be any better at pulling that off than they are at anything else? When all the shattering disruption comes, they're the ones who will be disrupted. They and the whole post-war establishment, our betters thought, would last 1,000 years. That won't make it past 80. The elite aren't. Not even close. And we all know it now, and we all sense that their Jenga tower of power can't keep from toppling over even as they pull more and more blocks out of it, shredding the norms. Just this once, it's always just this once, to keep their grip. But what comes next? Something big. The question becomes what? The only thing for certain is that the people running things now won't like it. It's been said there's many times that Donald Trump was not our last chance, but theirs, our final fair warning to our failed elite from back when, at some level, we thought the ruling caste acknowledged that we normals had at least some theoretical right to participate in our own government. But these kind of illusions, to the extent they had endured, got shattered last November. We heard for 4 years how the 2016 election had been hacked and stolen and whatever the hyperbole du jour was. And then the minute they could proclaim his asterisk-nisk president, questioning elections became treason. But we saw the cheating, and we saw the judicial and executive sleight of hand that changed the rules in ways a real Supreme Court would have objected to. And we saw the informal rigging of the election through the lies and covering up of the professional licensed and registered janitors of narrative journalism. And now it's all about holding on to power, no matter what it costs. The corrupt feds toss trespassers into solitary while they let the Antifa and BLM scumbags walk. Their tech buddies desperately try to play whack-a-mole with the unapproved ideas that keep popping up. The garbage media celebrates noted onanist while it ignores the snorted son's latest entry into his CV of shame. He's added racial epithets to his remarkable and remarkably unremarked upon record of tapping the tills of Slavic oligarchs, tapping rando strippers, and reimagining the classic 80s novel of coke-fueled excess as Bright Light's big guy who gets his 10%. This can't last. I mean, Maybe if these puppy clowns were pros, they could keep their boots on our throats forever. But they don't own boots. That's too cis for them. And their Gucci's and Birkenstocks just don't have the same heft. They're weak, and they're stupid, and they're not even cunning enough to ensure that the cops and the military, who would be expected to provide their final protective fire when accountability comes to overrun them, are prepared to do their dirty work. They need a savage Praetorian Guard who doubts they would return the razor-sharp glotty of their legionnaires on the people if that's what, you know, took to keep power. But instead, they're driven. The best LEOs out of the via, you know, they're out via defunding and persecution. They've turned the army into the camo-clad Ivy League faculty lounge that over the last couple of decades has won precisely the same number of military victories as the Ivy League faculty lounge. You can see the signs and hear the rumblings out there. You can feel the growing anger. We're flocking to DeSantis and others who pick the poke at the status quo. We reject the Nickies and the Aces and the Christies who still take the Chamber of Commerce's calls. Change is coming. Not just here, but throughout the West. And the smart set refuse to see the signs or hear the rumblings. And part of the fun will be in seeing the surprise on their smug, perpetually masked faces. And now they've reached peak zombie with President Asterisk, literally stumbling through his tenure as the tongue bath media not only praises the Emperor's new clothes and literally praises Dr. Empress's tacky duds, but marvels at his ability to feed himself. Look for a 99% approval rating to come down the pike, even as we're told the biggest threat to our democracy is those wicked insurrectionists and their insurrectionary ideas about normal people having a say in their own governance. It's not clear what's going to happen, but it's unsustainable. And what happens next could very well get very ugly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You know, every time I talk about Biden and I consider that Harris is the vice president, I get really, I don't get despondent, but I get sort of angry, because what's been foisted upon us is particularly despicable. Okay? Especially given the fact that this administration seems to think they're going to proceed as if they have a mandate. Which I guess if you're going to lie about who won the presidency, you may as well lie about having that mandate too. Right? So, along comes a governor. Along comes a state. Somewhat mixed up state. I mean, I live in one too, so I understand it completely. But these guys decided to be bold. Coming out of Missouri, Governor Mike Parson signed House Bill 85 this past Saturday in order to defend the Second Amendment by allowing state gun laws to surpass federal gun laws and punishes police departments if an officer violates a state resident's gun rights. I wonder if this has anything to do with the McCluskeys. And if it does, that's fine. And if it doesn't, that's even more fine. All it boils down to me is that this is bold. Now, a lot of people say, well, Bill, it can't stand up in court. Listen, this is the thing about law and courts and everything else. There's the way things are, and there's the way things are written. And if things were to go in a certain direction, laws would have to adapt to the trends, unfortunately. And everybody's out there, well, Bill, we're a nation of laws, due process, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're supposed to be, but for anybody that's out there that's playing along those in that game, there's 2 different rule books in play. Governor Parson says it is our time to protect the Second Amendment. This is exactly what this bill does, and it's time to get this thing signed and get it into law. Under the new law, police departments can be fined up to $50,000 if the resident's Second Amendment rights are violated. On Twitter, Governor Parsons said, "Throughout my law enforcement career and as governor, I have and always will stand for the Constitution and our hashtag Second Amendment rights. Today I was proud to sign HB 85 into law, establishing the Second Amendment Preservation Act in Missouri." HB 85 draws a line in the sand and demonstrates their commitment to reject any attempt by the federal government to circumvent the fundamental right Missourians have to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their property. He also said on Twitter, he said, "HB 85 puts those in Washington, D.C. on notice that here in our state, we support responsible law-abiding gun owners, and that we oppose government overreach and any unlawful efforts to limit our access to firearms. Hashtag Second Amendment." Ahead of his signing the bill, Missouri House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid called the bill dangerous and radical. I'm going to presume that Crystal is a female, so I'm going to, you know, if I get her pronouns wrong, I don't care. Parsons said, Quaid said, "When people are looking for real solutions on crime, policing, and public safety, Governor Parson and the Republican legislature have chosen instead to preserve Missouri's growing reputation for extremist and dangerous laws. The new law even allows criminals who violate federal gun law to sue our local law enforcement officials for a minimum $50,000 fine if they anyway assist with federal investigations. It quite literally defunds the police and gives that taxpayer money to convicted criminals." Oh, boy. Moving on from one troubled area to, a very blue area and a sea of red citizenry. We get this from Austin. There, the Austin American Statesman, the city's major daily newspaper, attached an editor's note to a story about a rampage shooting over the weekend that injured at least 14 people and killed one, explaining that they couldn't release details about the suspect's identity. The note said police have only released a vague description of the suspected shooter as of Saturday morning. The American Statesman is not including the description as it is too vague at this time to be useful in identifying the shooter, and such publication could be harmful in perpetuating stereotypes. If more detailed information is released, we will update our reporting. So, based upon this, what they were looking for is they were probably looking for some details like, we're looking for a red-headed, fair person, you know, fair skin, freckles. He probably parts his hair on the left-hand side. He probably has a lucky astrology mood watch on his left hand. We think he probably goes by the name of Cody, and we also think he probably drives a Yugo. That's the kind of details, apparently, they were looking for, based upon what they're saying. In the original posting, though, the city of Austin's police department described one suspect at large as a black male with dreadlocks wearing a black shirt and a skinny build. It was later updated on the website where one suspect is in custody at this time. The second suspect remains at large. Now, there's nothing vague about that. Nothing vague about that description. When the police put out this description, they, in fact, dramatically reduced the suspect pool in the Austin area, narrowing it down to black males wearing dreadlocks, or 50% of the 15% black population in the city. Right? So if you're doing the math, this would be helpful information to give the public, considering the suspect was still at large. Now, they decided to not publish that, to take the higher ground. You know, too vague, you know, sure, can't stare. But, you know, what if he was white? What if he was a Caucasian? Would they have mentioned that? What if he was a member of the KKK? Would they have mentioned that? You know, getting out there and playing this politically correct game is a very dangerous thing. It does nothing to enhance public safety. Here you've got this guy. He was involved in a rampage killing, or rampage shooting, where one person did die. We should be looking for him. Black America should be helping us look for him. All of America should be looking, because he's killing people. He's not representative of Black America. He's representative of criminal America. Two very distinct, different groups altogether. Getting out there and trying to make this thing out there where, you know, this is the police and the police are, this is obviously a mistake because we don't want any stereotypes and blah, 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 this, that. In the meantime, in Austin, where apparently, you know, the road is paved with marijuana and the tears of the unicorn, I just don't see that as a bunch of combatants hanging out there to where they could deal with this if something rolls up. So if this bad guy is out there and he's still running around loose and they don't disseminate who that person is or try to give out a description, that's malfeasance of office. Maybe the good people of Austin will just quit reading this rag of a newspaper and they'll just go out of business. Although I'm not one for, you know, I don't get out there and do those boycott things. Sometimes the natural order just works. Coming up next, going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.